Text numéro 11. Being multilingual benefits the brain. In a cafe in London, two workers are engaged in a conversation. They are discussing a woman, that much is clear, but the details are lost on me. It's a shame because their conversation sounds fun and interesting, especially for a nosy person like me, but I don't speak their language. Out of curiosity, I interrupt them to ask what language they are speaking. They both easily switch to English, explaining they are South Africans and had been speaking Xhosa, a South African dialect. In Johannesburg, where they are from, most people speak at least 5 languages, says one of them. Was it easy to learn so many languages? Yes, it's normal, he laughs. He's right. Around the world, more than half the people, estimates vary from 60 to 75%, speak at least 2 languages. Many countries have more than 1 official national language. South Africa has 11. People are increasingly expected to speak, read and write at least 1 of a handful of super languages, such as English, Chinese, Hindi, Spanish and Arabic as well. So, to be monolingual, as many native English speakers are, is to be in the minority and perhaps missing out. Multiculturalism has been shown to have many advantages. Researchers are finding a whole lot of benefits from speaking more than 1 language, including faster stroke recovery and delayed onset of dementia. Could it be that the human brain evolved to be multilingual, that those who speak only 1 language are not exploiting their full potential? And in a world that is losing languages faster than ever, at the current rate of 1 a fortnight, half our languages will be extinct by the end of the century, what will happen if the current rich diversity of languages disappears and most of us end up speaking only 1? The first words ever pronounced might have been as far back as 250,000 years ago. Language evolution can be compared to biological evolution. But whereas genetic change is driven by environmental pressures, languages change and develop through social pressures. Over time, different groups of humans would have found themselves speaking different languages. Then, in order to communicate with other groups, for trade, travel, and so on, it would have been necessary for some members of a family to speak other languages. In Australia, where more than 130 Indigenous languages are still spoken, multilingualism is part of the landscape. A superior ability to concentrate and solve problems are, of course, valuable. But perhaps the most exciting benefit of bilingualism occurs in aging. Bilingualism seems to protect against dementia. So, to maintain the benefits of bilingualism, you need to keep using your languages. Adapted from The Guardian, August 2016.